Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Family Life Perspectives is sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian psychological clinic whose expertise covers all areas of mental health and substance abuse. Listen as the professionals of Perspectives teach practical skills and offer advice on how to cope with the difficulties and stress of life, including topics that affect you and your family like depression and anxiety to relationship, teen, and children's issues. And now, here's today's Family Life Perspectives.
Good morning. Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. I'm so glad you tuned into our program this morning. This is Christina Broomfield, and I'll be hosting this week. And I'm really looking forward to interviewing our guest. Our guest is Ms. Leslie Johnson. Leslie is the clinical director of Perspectives Counseling Centers. She works with adolescents, runs group, a wealth of information, and I am always very excited to have Leslie with us. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Christina. It's a pleasure to be here.
It is. And you know, I really am looking forward to the topic. I love your title, Flying Solo, The Art of Single Parenting. Flying Solo, The Art of Single Parenting. So all week, we're going to be looking at the parent who is flying solo.
That's correct.
You know, but when I say that, and I think that as we go into our Monday, often we define the week and mm-hmm. we kind of give an overview to our listeners. What defines a single parent? I think that's a little gray.
That's a great question because it can mean a lot of different things. You know, some say it's a parent that that parent is the only caregiver in the household with minor children. Children may have another caregiver who reside in a different household. This could be examples like divorce, or they may be co-parenting. Other people say a single parent is the only caregiver in a minor's life. Okay. And this could be applicable to individuals who perhaps have been widowed or abandoned. And they're truly solo parenting. It's not a single parenting within a household. They're solo parenting. Perhaps the spouse has been incarcerated, or perhaps they've adopted a child, and mm-hmm. they're the solo parent. So today and all of this week, I would like to talk about the parent that, we're going to touch on the single parent that is solo in their own house. Perhaps they do have a co-parent as well. So we're going to focus on solo parenting as well as co-parenting. So both, because they're both defined as single parents. But what we're going to shy away from a little bit is talking about folks. I work with a lot of women.
Yes.
And males as well, but a lot of women do some work with women's issues. And so sometimes I often hear, or even friends or colleagues say, I'm a single parent this week because my spouse is traveling. Mm-hmm. Or I'm going to be a single parent this summer because my spouse has to work X amount of hours. This is not what we're talking about. It's a little bit of a pet peeve mm-hmm. because I work with so many folks who are solo parenting and perhaps single parenting in their home. And it's a completely different thing because there's an emotional, there's not an emotional partner mm-hmm. that is parenting. They're truly parenting alone. Mm-hmm. And so that's, we're not focusing so much on that. But if the listeners can glean a little bit from these points, and that's their case as well, that would be great. But
I love your title, and I love that you opened up this week by defining the differences. And when I think of solo flying, mm-hmm. or flying solo, my husband is a pilot, and he always yes. refers back to his first time of flying solo.
Yes.
The experience that he had. And he was terrified because there was yes. not another person next to him, his instructor, or even somebody that might have been flying longer than he. Mm-hmm. He is up in the air, and every single decision he makes, his life depends on it.
Yes.
And so being a single parent for the weekend because mm-hmm. you don't have someone to bounce things off, or flying solo, are worlds apart.
That's a great analogy. Mm-hmm. Excellent analogy. And, when I look at recent statistics, this occurs much more than I think we would even imagine. 17 million single parents are currently in the United States.
That many in the United States?
In the United States. 80% of those are rearing children are mothers. Now, fathers, that number is rising. That mm-hmm. number used to be about 85%. Mm-hmm. 3 or 4 years back, it's down to 80%. So we could probably do a whole other show on, yes. on why that's the case. But 80% of those individuals are full-time are employed. And so they're not only solo parenting, making all these decisions to fly, as you mm-hmm. mentioned, they're also having to spend a lot of hours away from the home. It's typically employment. Sometimes, I guess, you can work in the home. But 50% of Americans overall are expected to marry, divorce, and remarry at some point. So you have that period of time, those period of years, where you perhaps are flying solo.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you think about that, marry, divorce, remarry, and we've done this before, too, on mm-hmm. blended family issues.
Yes.
So even as a solo parent and then going, even preparing to go into a blended family.
Yes.
That has its own struggle. So you will come back and do another radio program on blended families.
Blended families. That would be great.
You know, we need to take a break here and hear from our sponsor. But when we come back, I know that you have some really key points you would like to share about flying solo. So let's dive into that once we return.
It wasn't that long ago that everything seemed fine. Things were relatively normal. But now, instead of smooth sailing, your life has turned into complete turmoil and you feel completely overwhelmed. You need to know that there is help. You don't have to walk this path alone because of the help that's available at Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our over 35 therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help with troubling issues such as anxiety and depression, self-esteem, anger, and addiction. We have Christian therapists that also specialize in children, teen, and family therapy, even biblically-based marriage counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know that life is quite unpredictable. It's very easy to go from smooth sailing one day to complete turmoil the next, but you don't have to walk alone. There is help. Call and make an appointment with one of our caring Christian therapists today. Take the first step. Call Perspectives Christian Counseling right now. The number for the Troy location at Big Beaver and Crooks is 248-244-8644. And for the Sterling Heights office at 17 Mile and Ryan, call 586-268-6712.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives. Talking with Leslie Johnson, our clinical director at Perspectives Counseling Centers, the topic of this week is Flying Solo, the Art of Single Parenting. Flying solo. You know, you've worked with a lot of women in these kind of, and you've done talks, too,
yes,
talks to
yes.
groups.
Mm-hmm.
What are you seeing and what are you using to help them, empower them?
Well, there's really some key points that I want to talk about this week to really help. And above anything else, I think validating the difficulty is extremely important. 67% of single parents don't attend church for fear of being rejected. So there's not only, you know, and we'll get into the points in a minute, but there's not only the stigma, mm-hmm. you know, that somehow it's their fault or that they're bad or they haven't lived life right.
Yes.
It really impairs them from reaching out and doing some of the things that we're going to be talking about this week. So, you know, that statistic is heartbreaking,
mm-hmm.
that we can't wrap our arms around, which is why I do love doing the public speaking, because I think just validating the point of the pain of not only going through pain of a transition, mm-hmm. but having to pull your big girl pants up or your big boy pants up and parent.
Yes.
And attempt to do a decent job at it is paramount.
Well, I hope here I know you want to get into some points, but I'm praying right now that some of our listeners might be pastors and leaders in church.
Yes.
And that they might look at their ministry and say, what are we doing for our solo parents?
Yes.
Because to even do the job with full support is difficult.
Mm-hmm.
When you pull that support away or you don't even have anything for your single parents, mm-hmm. a place to meet, a place to share a community, mm-hmm. it just makes that job doubly hard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that is one of the points, actually, is seeking out support and how to go about doing that. So maybe we can talk more about that when we get to that point. You know, one of the things, and this is kind of a basic point, but my point number one is organization. Back to the basics, right? Organization is key. And let me tell you why. It really comes back to when you can be tangibly organized, you're mentally organized. And that really helps when you're in that pain, when you're in that that brokenness. We'll talk about that later on in the week. But if you can have, I say there's three points to being an organized solo parent. Mm-hmm. Time management, management of family responsibilities, and household management. Mm-hmm. So it's really all about management. And, you know, in terms of, like, time management, by the way, I don't know about you, but this is not a great conversation, or not a great topic for me, because I'm not all that great with time management, but I am as a mother. One of the things that I love that we do, uh-huh. and whether you're in a married or as a single parent, is have the kids lay out their stuff at night before they go to school.
Yeah.
You have your backpacks out. You have your clothes picked out. Mm-hmm. Some of my peers sometimes say, your boys, they're teenagers, by
yes.
the way, now,
yes.
actually pick out their clothes every night. Yeah, because, you know, in the morning, we've got it all. We are the representation of having it all together, even
yes.
though we don't.
Yes.
You know, but everything is laid out. And so that's just a basic example of a simple task of getting organized. Making to-do lists. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of apps out there that are really helpful for time management. Simplifying tasks, you know, making easy to make foods, combining errands, just really time management can really help mental management. Planning ahead, you know, again, we talked about laying out the clothes, the homework the night before. Getting organized, having a family calendar. You know, you put it on the, and I'm old school, but I'm still a believer of a visual calendar
yep.
where everyone can see, maybe even color coding a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So this person goes there, this person mm-hmm. does this, you know, and mom or dad are responsible to take them here. Because when you're flying solo, mm-hmm. it's you.
Yes.
And then you have to be at work, and then you have to do this, and you have to do good the school functions, and the, you know, and so it really hones in your time management skills for sheer necessity.
Do you know what I loved what you shared here about time management? You know, our time gets away so quickly, and I love the fact we still have four more days, but you said that tangible organization helps us emotionally.
Yes.
And this is the goal here. If you're flying solo, if you have especially not a large support system, mm-hmm. your emotions are going to be jumbled all over the place. And if you can just wrap your arms around some kind of organization, even two of these points, mm-hmm. and begin moving forward, you will be more healthy with your emotions.
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to hearing from you tomorrow. Leslie, I want to encourage our listeners to visit our website at perspectivesofchoy.com. There's articles on this very topic along with others. Call our office if you need support in this area. Can you be back with us tomorrow?
Absolutely, Christine. I would love to.
I am really looking forward to it. Until then.
Thank you for listening to Family Life Perspectives, sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers. We trust that this program has given you valuable insights that you can put to use today. Perspectives has a full staff of professional Christian therapists ready to help. For an appointment with a specialist in your area of need, call Perspectives Counseling Centers right now. The number for the Troy location is 248-244-8644. And for Sterling Heights, call 586-268-6712.